Hesperola, please correct me if I am pronouncing this wrong. Looks like there's an aloa at the end. Hesperola. Hesperola. I'm not sure. But anyway, I'm going to call it Hesperola. This painting is a smaller one. It's 16 inches in height, 20 inches in width. I really struggle with my smaller pieces. I don't know what it is, but I spend way more time on the smaller pieces than I do on the bigger ones. The inspiration on this is right in front of the Art Factory there on Main Street in Old Town Scottsdale. There's some Hesperola right in front of the Art Factory, right? That's where my studio is. And it's just right there, right between the sidewalks, and it's growing there and is in bloom. So that inspired me to paint that, and I spent so much time on this. It's an unbelievable amount of time hours I put into this. So it's really interesting. Anyway, it's completed now, and I'm so happy it's over. Sometimes these paintings just take a while, and I really like the background. Inspiration on that was painting this out on the sidewalk in Old Town Scottsdale. And the evenings there, some of the sunsets are absolutely gorgeous because I can just look to the west when I'm on my easel and just look to the left, and there it is, these beautiful, beautiful sunsets. So I was very, very inspired with the background on that, and thought about it afterwards. Maybe I should have just stayed with the background. It's a great background, but anyway, the Hesperola came into the foreground, and there it is. So it's a nice piece. It should fit somewhere in someone's home. Again, it's not a very big piece, but a lot of love and care went into it, and I hope this finds just the exact perfect spot where you would like to place it. Thank you very much.